What are you doing to stay ahead of your competitors in your space or any possible competitors? What are you doing to make sure the people who are in your world stay in your world and they don't go wandering off into somebody else's world? These are questions that you should be asking yourself consistently.
StayAllDay.com.
Pretty exceptional.
Work on your game.
I like the approach.
Work on your fucking game.
Everybody has relates to what Dre's saying in a different way.
Work on your game.
I like the way he thinks.
Work on your fucking game.
I like the frameworks that he's put together.
Work on your game.
And I would highly recommend it to anybody that's trying to work on their game.
Work on your fucking game.
I think it's a good approach. It's a different approach, too.
Hey, you, work on your game.
Gave me something really good.
What can you get? DreAllDay.com.
And his philosophy makes a lot of sense.
Not only work on your game, perfect your craft.
Work on your game.
He knows how to communicate in such a fabulous way.
I can't say it enough.
Work on your game. You are now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness. Show up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve has yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And then we put all this together into a series of frameworks, approaches, insights, strategies, and techniques all underneath the umbrella of one unifying philosophy that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today, we are picking up on our ongoing series here, Big Business Principles for Small Businesses. In other words, we are taking principles that big businesses use, and I'm telling you how they translate over to your business, even if your business has, by the U.S. definition, fewer than 50 employees, which technically, by definition, makes it a small business. I'm going to tell you how to keep applying these principles. We're moving on to part. We just did part two, so now we're moving on to part three of what I expect to be a seven-part series. But before we get started, let me tell you two things. First of all, my daily motivation text, Monday Motivation. This comes out every day and every week, respectively. Guaranteed to have you focus sharp on point to start your day. Make sure you text me so you're in my community so you can be getting that message. Numbers down below in the description. Once we get those messages going again, so if you've texted me and you haven't gotten a response yet, just because we are still working out some kinks here in our back-end systems with everything and everyone involved in that. But once we get it going again, you'll be getting them. Secondly, Work on Your Game University. You'll like to have me as your direct coach. That is the place where I'm coaching. That is the only place to have direct access to me on a consistent basis, and you probably want that. So what I would suggest you do is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. You can see everything we have there in our program, and there you can schedule a time to converse with us. No obligation, no cost, so we can talk about where you're at, where you want to go, and if we feel like we can help you, we'll tell you how it works. That's all at workonyourgameuniversity.com. With all that stuff out the way, let's pick up right where we left off. We're picking up on point number seven. And again, we're talking here today about big business concepts that small businesses can apply. Number seven, constant innovation. Innovation means new and novel ideas and methods. Big companies are always looking to bring new things to the market. They are not just getting to a certain point and doing things a certain way and then saying, all right, we're just going to keep things like this forever. And as long as we just stay at this level that we're at, we're okay with that. We don't need to grow. We don't need to get better. We're just good staying right here. They don't do that. Big businesses never do this. And if you pay a lot of attention to what big businesses do, you'll start to notice this. Even if you never thought of it before just now, start paying attention and you'll notice these things. And there are several reasons why they don't just stay still in the exact same place. One reason is a lot of big businesses are publicly traded companies. So the people who own those companies, their shareholders, are expected to continue to perform and move up, up, up. You notice any of you who pays attention to the market, like the financial markets or the stock markets, you'll notice that when a company posts that their earnings have gone up, in other words, they're doing better this quarter than they did the previous quarter, then that's a positive news item for that company and people are happy and the people who own the company, in other words, people who own stock, shareholders in the company are happy. If the company posts a loss, meaning they did worse this quarter than they did the previous quarter, in other words, they have gone backwards in a way, of course, that's bad news. And also, if, and I'm very much dumbing this down, but also if the company was to report that their performance in this quarter is about equal to the performance of the previous quarter. In other words, they didn't go up, they didn't go down, they pretty much stayed neutral, they stayed in the same place. This is not looked at as good news. This is not good. They just maintained the status quo. This is bad news for a company. People who are owners of that company are looking at them like, hey, what the hell is going on with this company? Why are we not getting better? You should be always getting better. The demand is to continuously get better with big companies, especially when they're publicly owned, because the people who own them want to make more. They want to do better than they did before. You notice that? That is baked into the mindset in big business that you are expected to continuously improve, advance, and get better. So you, in your business, if you are doing the same now that you were doing last year, and last year you were doing pretty good, and this year you're doing the same level of pretty good, that's not good. You haven't advanced. Life has advanced. The world has advanced. Technology has advanced. You have advanced. Age-wise, you've advanced. You're a day closer, a year closer to death, but you're still doing the same thing you were doing last year. What are you doing? You're repeating the same year over and over again. We don't want this. That's not what we want. So that's one reason, and that wasn't even one of the ones that I was planning on sharing, but let me tell you some more reasons why big businesses want to continue to innovate. For one, it gives their current and past customers a reason to spend money with them again. This is one thing that causes big businesses to continue to innovate. We can't just keep selling the same product because now we got to keep going finding newer and newer customers. We can't sell the same product to our past customers because they already have that product. Now, there are some products that, of course, are replenishable. Like if you're a grocery store, you sold me some apples 2 weeks ago. Well, I probably got to buy some more apples. But let's say it's some type of physical product. Companies need to innovate to give you a reason to spend money again. For example, how many of you own a smartphone? Almost everybody who listens to this. You have the current iPhone. Well, eventually, they're going to put out a newer iPhone, which might not be super that much different than the one that you currently have. But because it's an innovation and because of how they market it and promote it and position it, you want the new one. Because you look at your old one, you look at the new one, you're like, it starts to look older and older. Your current phone, the more you look at the newer and newer stuff, right? Even though there's nothing technically wrong with the current one that you have. That's the point of innovating, is we'll get you to buy the newer version of this thing, even though there's nothing wrong with the old version. Same thing people do with houses. Same thing people do with cars. People do this with clothing. There's nothing wrong with the current version that you have, but when you see the new one, you want it. And again, good marketing makes you want things that you don't necessarily need. And there's nothing wrong with this. Say, if you can afford it, why not? All you need to do is turn around and do the same thing in your market and people will buy from you. And we got a thriving, healthy economy going on. So giving your current and past customers a reason to spend money with you, again, because they might already have the old stuff. Another reason is it gives you a new reason to reach out to your people, because there's a new thing or a new way of doing the old thing that doubles as an excuse to reach out to the marketplace and talk to them about what you're doing. This is one of the reasons why you need to have a direct line of communication to your audience. So you have a way of communicating with them, and then you need to give yourself a reason to communicate with them. If any of you is on my email list, if you're not on my email list, you can get on it for free. Just go to workonmygame.com. Just put your email address in on that page. Whatever we're promoting there, you'll get on my email list either way. And you see that I send emails out damn near every day. I'm sending emails out. And every day I'm actually writing material. I am a writer and I come up with the material to write there. But even if I wasn't writing as much as I did, I would still probably email you pretty frequently. And I would need to, my job, be to come up with a reason to email you. Now, if I'm going to interrupt your day and jump into your inbox, I need to give you a reason to click on that email and a reason to read and a reason to click on whatever's inside the email and to do whatever it is I'm asking you to do. So you got to have reasons. Do you have innovative reasons to keep reaching out to your audience? And another reason is just simple human nature. People like things that are new and novel and fresh and updated. We just like new stuff. Even if there's nothing wrong with the previous thing that we already have or the old thing that we already have, we just like to do new stuff. Human beings understand that we are not rational. All right, we are not rational, nor are we logical. So keep that in mind. This applies to you and I the same way it applies to other people. So when you bring new things to the market, it gives you an excuse and it doubles as a method for selling stuff to people who otherwise might be resistant or otherwise not paying attention to what you're doing. So bringing something new to the market gives you a good reason to reach out to someone. Hey, I got a new thing. Hey, I updated this thing. Hey, I got this thing that you didn't know about. When's the last time you brought something new to the table? This is a good question. You should ask yourself and understand this. Bringing something new to the table does not mean that you have to go and create a brand new product. You may just need to come up with a new angle for which to talk about the product that you already have. Sometimes that's all you got to do. Sometimes you can just change the label on the thing that you're selling or change the way that you're talking about it or change the approach or change something that you want to highlight about the thing that you're doing. You notice here, I talk about Work On Your Game University. That's the place where I do all my coaching, consulting courses. That's where we're speaking and all that is booked through Work On Your Game University. Work On Your Game University is not going to go away. And as of right now, I don't see myself replacing the university with something else. However, I find different ways and different reasons to talk about it because there's a lot of things that we do in the university and a lot of different types of people we help and for a lot of different reasons. So all of those give me different reasons to talk to you about what we're doing in university because not all of you, if you were to come into the university, don't come in for the same reasons. Some of you may be looking to make some money. Some of you looking to make more money. Some of you looking to make a lot more money. Some of you just want some help with mindset. Some of you want some strategy. Some of you just have some life issues going on. Maybe some of you have staffing challenges and you need help with someone who can help you with better communicating with your staff. And these are all things I've had happen with people. Some of you are just starting a business and you want some help with getting things going the way you want them to be. Some of you are in the middle of running your business, but you want to make some pivots. Some of you have a mature business, but you want it to do better than what it's been doing because you feel like it's been kind of stagnating up to this point. And these are all different things that we currently have people who are helping them on these exact things. Some of you is just a butting of heads between you and other people at the top of your business or in the middle of your business. It's another thing working with people on. So you see all these different reasons. I could throw all of these different reasons out there in communications when I'm reaching out to my audience, because I don't know what exactly your issue is right now. Unless you have talked to me, you told me, then I don't know. So the more of these that I throw out, the more chances I give myself to say something. You're like, oh, I didn't know Drake could help people with that. Let me take a look at what he's doing, because you know what? I actually need that. I didn't know he did it. So throwing out different things about your product. This is what car companies do all the time. They throw out different commercials telling you different things about their product. Sometimes they're talking to safety. Sometimes it's the tires. Sometimes it's the sound system. Sometimes it's the how you can connect it to your phone. Sometimes how it has a wireless charger. Sometimes it's the windshield wipers. Sometimes it's the how great the headlights are so you don't run into a deer or something like that. It's all different things you can say about the exact same product, but it's an innovative way of talking about it because, again, you're bringing new ideas and new perspectives to the minds of your audience, hopefully. Despite all the YouTube, basketball, even this show, I started as a writer and I am still a prolific writer. As a matter of fact, I send out emails damn near every day. I call this the Daily Game email. I want you to get this every day to your inbox completely for free. So simply go to workonmygame.com. That's workonmygame.com and get my emails directly to your inbox every day free of charge. Again, that's workonmygame.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. Number 8, today's topic, again, we are picking up on our series here of big business principles that small businesses need to implement. Number 8, customer-centric focus. Customer-centric just means that the business is focused on how can we best serve the people who give us money, i.e. our customers. Notice that everything I'm talking about so far in this series is about ways of getting the word out and getting products and services into the hands of your customers. That's what this whole series is about. Understand that big companies are focused on the customer, and they're focused on how they can sell more things to the customer. Not in a miserly, let's take their money way, not in a negative way when I say sell things to the customer, because when customers buy things, they buy them because they want to. I was in Target yesterday, and there was a whole lot of people in Target. Any of you ever go to a Target in the middle of the day? There's a lot of people in there, especially on the weekend. And those people are not they're not disappointed that they're buying things from Target. They're happy to buy things from Target because they're buying things that they want. All right, this is the essence of consumerism. People spending money to get things that they want. Your job is to show people that you have something that they want and then just tell them how much money they have to give up in order to get it. That is consumerism. That's what it is. We want people to consume because this is how the economy works. When people stop consuming, we get a depression or a recession. We don't want that. And price of everything goes up because everybody's struggling at that point. You don't want to be in that situation. So big businesses are the size that they are because they have enough revenue to support things like expansion, hiring, adding departments, adding offerings, trying new things out that might not work, etc. Big businesses can do these things because they have the resources to do it. And the reason they have the resources to do it is because they are focused on customers, i.e. focused on getting people to spend money. Because they have so much revenue coming in, they can turn that revenue around and use it on other things to help them expand the business, which in turn helps them make more money. So it's creating what we call the flywheel. All right, this is what you want to do in your business. And again, you don't have to do it on their scale, but you should understand the principle and the mindset behind it. Big businesses are focused on the customer. All right, this is why I mentioned names like Nike, Google, Amazon, Starbucks. All right, these companies, you all you know who they are, right? Okay, I don't have to explain to you who any of these companies are. You can envision these companies. You can get a picture of them in your head without me even telling you who they are when I say their names, right? I don't need to explain it. Everybody knows who they are. Now, why do you know who these companies are? You might not even do any kind of working out. Some of you listening to this don't work out at all. All right, your only working out is jumping to conclusions. All right, you don't work out at all, but you know who Nike is. Some of you may not be big internet users. Well, even if you do use the internet, you are kind of rudimentary knowledge and use and skill in using the internet. And sometimes I see people using the internet and I see the way that they're moving with the mouse and the typing and trackpad. And some of you are extremely slow internet users, but you know who Google is, right? Amazon. A lot of people use Amazon. But some people don't like using Amazon because you maybe like supporting small businesses and you don't want to buy books from Amazon. You'd rather go to the local bookstore and buy it from them to support them because you know the owner or whatever the situation may be, but you know who Amazon is, right? Okay. You may be like me and you don't drink coffee. I consume zero coffee at all, ever. Guess what? I know who Starbucks is. Why? Why do we know who these companies are? We know who they are because they got a ton of customers to the point that you can't not know who they are, even if you are not a customer. All right, who's Gerber? G-E-R-B-E-R. What do they sell? Somebody tell me who Gerber is. What do they sell? G-E-R-B-E-R. The company's called Gerber. What do they sell? All of you know the answer. They sell baby food. All right, they sell baby food. You may not even have kids, but you know who they are. Why? Because they have so many customers. All right, that's the point. Customer-centric focus makes you known. When you are known, that builds up your brand. When you have a brand, you can trade on your brand to make more money. And you can use that money to do other things to expand your business, your offerings, and to help the people who are giving you money. You know those days in your life when you don't really feel like being at work, you don't really feel like doing the job that you're required to do, but you have to do it anyway? Yeah, those days. We call those days the third day. Everyone has them, no matter what it is that you do. And you need to, if you're going to be a professional, have a system for getting through those days because they're going to happen. I wrote a book called The Third Day, The Decision That Separates the Pros from the Amateurs, that systematically and strategically coaches you on how to get through those days so you can give your best effort when you least feel like it. I will give you a free copy of the book. Again, it's called The Third Day. All you have to do is cover the shipping and go to thirddaybook.com. Again, that's thirddaybook.com. Get a free copy of that book, How to Separate Yourself, the Pro, from the Amateurs by showing up and giving your best effort when you least feel like it. Just go to thirddaybook.com. Number nine, we're talking here today about principles that big businesses use that small businesses should implement. Number nine, continuous improvement. Continuous improvement. I touched on this a little bit in the first point. And again, I wasn't even planning on touching on it on point number seven here when I talked about innovation, that businesses are expected to continually improve in their performance. So if a business made $100 million in Q1, quarter one of the year, they can't go make $99 million in quarter two, even though $99 million is a lot of money to most people and to most businesses. Making $99 million in quarter two, you did worse than you did in quarter one. What's the problem? All right, that's an emergency. All right, there's a meeting being called in that company to find out why we went backwards. Why did we go backwards from $100 million to $99 million between quarter one and quarter two? Why did we not improve on what we just did? And this is a demand of big businesses. And I want to emphasize this point because you need to have the same demand on yourself. Okay, this is what I did in the previous period, whether it was a year, a month, a week, a day, whatever. What am I doing today? And if you're not doing it, then you need to find out why. You need to get to the bottom of that mystery as quickly as possible. Big businesses are continually in front of you, and they are known by name, even if you are not a customer of them or not an active customer. Why? Because they're always looking to get better, improve, and stay on the cutting edge of what they're doing. And one of the ways they do that is staying in front of their customers and letting you know what they have and then measuring the results. And they're always measuring results. Big businesses are always measuring results. And I don't know if that's one of my points here in this series, but if it is, you can just remember when I bring it up later that I brought it up now. They're measuring their results because then they can ask themselves what's working, what's not. Again, their working is based on a measurement, not on eyeballing it. I work with a lot of small business owners. Every business owner I've ever worked with, none of them have more than 50 employees. And when I work with a lot of small business owners, this is not all of them. I definitely not will not say this applies to all of them, but many small business owners, especially solopreneurs, tend to do a lot of things based off of feel and eyeballing things rather than actual measurement. You need to measure. Because when you're measuring, then you have accurate results. When you're eyeballing things, it's going off how you feel, then it's just going off how you feel, which might also be accurate, but it also might not. But we don't want to guess. See, let's remove the guessing out of this. If big businesses cease to stay in front of us, letting us know what they're selling, even if you don't buy, but we know that they exist. I see Starbucks everywhere, even though I never stop and go in and buy something for myself. But I still know who they are. All right, they're still in front of me. So if they stop doing this, they will be overtaken by competitors who are doing it more than they're doing it. That's it. Being known matters in the marketplace, folks. Visibility matters. It is worth it to be visible. It's worth it to have people know your name, to see you active, to see you outside, metaphorically speaking, and know that you exist in the marketplace. Even if, again, they've done nothing with you, it matters. All right, there are people in Work On Your Game University who were in my audience for months and even years before they took the step to coming and engaging with us about becoming a member of our university. Why? Because they were watching. And why were they able to finally take the step when they finally did? Because we stayed in front of them. And again, staying in front of people, again, you may not be a big business. You may not be Nike or Starbucks. You can't be on every corner. However, you can be in front of your audience. There's no reason for you not to be in front of your audience, the people who know you. You should be in front of them because they want you to be in front of them. They've given you the opportunity. They gave you their email address. Use it. Get in front of them. Tell them that you're there. Tell them that you're doing something. Tell them what you have going on. They want to know. They asked to be told what's happening. By giving you their email or their phone number or their address, use it and take advantage of the opportunity that they're giving you. They want to buy from you, but you got to sell them something. So what are you doing to continuously make yourself better? What are you doing to stay in front of your customers? What are you reading right now? What are you reading that's going to make you better at getting better? What courses are you taking? Where are you investing into your ongoing development and growth and advancement? Where are you investing in this? What are you doing to stay ahead of your competitors in your space? Or any possible competitors? What are you doing to make sure the people who are in your world stay in your world and they don't go wandering off into somebody else's world? These are questions that you should be asking yourself consistently. While you do that, let me recap today's points. We are picking up on point number 7 of our series, big business principles that small businesses need to implement. Number 7, constant innovation. Big businesses are always looking to bring new, novel ideas and methods into the space because if they don't, then things just get boring and the customers go wandering off and spending their money elsewhere. Again, you know, it doesn't mean you have to create new products. Like Nike creates new shoes and shorts and spandex and socks and everything every season. But a company like Apple, they got the same stuff. Phone, a tablet, a desktop, a laptop, a watch, and some AirPods. All they do is just make new versions of the same product. All right, so you could do it either way. Or you could have one product and just find different ways of talking about it. Like a company like AG1, I don't know if I would call them a big business, but they're one of the sponsors here at Work On Your Game. You can get your first month of AG1 with a year supply of D3, K2 vitamin, and a 5 travel pass by going to drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That link is down below in the description as well. But AG1 has one product. They literally sell one product, which is the AG1 product. All they do is just find different and innovative ways to talk about it to tell you why you need it. And they're doing pretty well. And I hope they keep doing pretty well because they're a sponsor of Work On Your Game. Number 8, customer centric focus. Notice that everything I'm talking about so far in this series is about ways of getting the word out and getting products and services to the hands of the customers. Customer centric focus means we're focused on the people who can give us money and finding ways to let them give us more money. Number 9, continuous improvement. Big businesses are continually in front of you and they are known by name, even if you're not an active customer of them, because they don't let you forget that they exist. What are you doing to make sure that you are continuously getting better, Stand in front of your audience and not letting them forget that you exist. And that's an open question you need to ask yourself. With that said, tomorrow we're going to the next piece of this series. Make sure you are texting me so you're in my community. Numbers down below in the description. And workonyourgameuniversity.com. You want to work with me directly and start implementing these principles that I'm explaining and breaking down for you and have these working and implemented in your business like today, not 3 months from now, but today. Go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. Work on your game. Dre, all day. While you are here, don't forget to text me so you can be part of my texting community where you can ask me questions. You can share challenges with me. You are messaging me directly. You can get a direct response from me because I do read and reply to my messages. My number again, 305-384-6894. One more time, 305-384-6894. Make sure you text me because you never know when I'm going to send a message that could be the one thing you need to hear, the one thing you need to do, the one insight you need to get that could change your life. Make sure you message me, 305-384-6894. People often ask me, Dre, is there any way that I could work with you directly? Is there any way that I could talk to you on a regular basis, just ask you questions, share with you what I'm doing, and just get your feedback and your insight on where I'm going personally and professionally? The answer is yes. And the further answer is there's only one place to do that. That is Work On Your Game University. That's the only place I do any coaching. It's the only place I work with anyone directly. All you have to do to get involved in the university is go to workonyourgameuniversity.com. There you'll see all your options, whether you want to schedule a call with us, join one of our group programs, and we go from there. I'll see you inside. Again, that's workonyourgameuniversity.com. It's important to me that the supplements I take, if I take any at all, are of the highest quality. And that's why for the last 2+ years, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 is consistently and constantly searching for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many people have asked me if AG1 is actually the real deal. And trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 is not just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because it's tested for 950 contaminants and banned substances, while the industry standard typically only tests for 10. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so that there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. I hated doing that. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed with water every day. It's really that simple. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes prebiotics, probiotics, and digestive enzymes for gut support. I have partnered with AG1 for so long because they make such a high quality product that I genuinely look forward to drinking every day. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. That's drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out. That link is down below in the description as well. One more time, drinkag1.com/workonyourgame. Check it out.